If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Vegas, baby. Vegas, week 13 in the National Football League. Time absolutely flies when you're having fun. I'm Ross Tucker, playing the NFL for 7 years. Now I do a bunch of media gigs trying to avoid a real job like the plague. You can follow me on Twitter at Ross Tucker NFL or Facebook.com/RossTuckerNFL. He is Steve Fezzik. He is a professional bettor, handicapper. He works for pregame.com, the only two-time winner of the Super Bowl of professional football sports betting out there in Vegas. You can follow him on Twitter at Fezzik Sports, F-E-Z-Z-I-K Sports. He gives you some added insight on Twitter for those of you that are looking for it. This podcast can always be found on iTunes and, of course, RossTucker.com, which is the hub for all of the RT Media podcasts, like the Fantasy Feast and the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. PayPal, if you ever have a question, if you want to make a PayPal donation, then email us. We'll get that question read on the air. I'm guessing a lot of those questions would be for Steve. And Amazon, it's the holiday season. If you need to purchase something, there's some Amazon banner ads over at RossTucker.com that you can utilize, and it benefits the podcast when you do. How about last week, by the way, Steve? We had three best bets where you and I both were on the same page, and all three of them came through.
That's the way it should be every week, Ross.
Yes. When we have a best bet, when you and I agree, that sucker has to come through. Hopefully it will. We'll see if that happens again this week. I was up two on the week, and the under on San Francisco, Washington, and New England, Detroit were good to me. You were up six, Steve. The Arizona, Seattle under and Minnesota were the big winners for you. It seems like the under a lot of times has been a pretty good bet this year.
You know, I had my total of the year, though, on Miami-Denver under that lost. So even though I won much more games than I lost, I'm still in a foul mood from last week. I want to get them all right.
There you go. Well, let's get it going. What do you got, Bri?
Let's start with the Thanksgiving Day games. Chicago at Detroit. It's the first one. Ross, go for it.
Detroit is a 7-point favorite, and the total is 47. I don't like the game. I think Detroit's going to win the game. I think they'll probably win it by a touchdown. So I'm not going to take a side. But that total number seems high to me. Detroit cannot score. Chicago's defense is getting better. Detroit's defense is pretty good. I think that the game against the Patriots was kind of a one-game aberration. So I love the under in this one, and I'll take that for three units under Detroit-Chicago.
Yeah, I'm going to pass the game. How can we lay 7 with Detroit, who can't score a touchdown the last 2 weeks? The Bears, don't be fooled by that Bears win against Tampa Bay. They got completely outplayed. If you had Tampa Bay last week, you got screwed. You should have won. I'm going to pass this game.
Steve, Philadelphia at Dallas.
Yes, and Dallas opened 3. It's up to minus 3 late, 20, probably going to go to 3.5. Total is 54.5. If you are going to bet Dallas or the over, I would bet early. I think money keep coming on Dallas and keep coming on the over. I'm going to play a unit on over 54.5. I see a whole lot of points getting scored in this, an obvious Thanksgiving shootout game.
I'm with you, Steve. I think that this is a very close game. I think the Cowboys probably will win it. I got a little more faith in Romo than I do in Sanchez. 3 points sounds about right to me. It makes me nervous to go over on 54.5. That's a lot of points, but I'm with you. I'll put one unit on that as well for a best bet.
The best bet.
Thanksgiving night, we've got Seattle at San Francisco.
Right, and I'm showing the Niners 1-point favorites, and the total is 40. That total makes sense. Both of these teams have been scoring challenged as of late, so 20-20 around that range seems to make sense. In terms of the line, I think Seattle's going to win the game. So if you're going to give me a point, I don't know. I don't know that a point really does that much for. What does a point even do for you, Steve?
Does a lot for you if your team loses 21-20. It lands about maybe 2.3% of the time.
Yeah, doesn't seem like much, but you know what? I think Seattle's going to win the game. I think they're the better team, so I'm going to put one unit on Seattle and one unit on the under to go even below that. These teams cannot score.
Yeah, and pursuant to that, if you look at the schedules of these two teams, I'll just read San Fran's, but Dallas is, but Seattle's the same way. San Fran's played Dallas, Chicago, Philly, St. Louis, Denver, St. Louis, New Orleans, and the Giants. What do all these teams have in common? They're all over teams. So both of these teams are playing low-scoring games despite playing high-scoring opponents. You normalize it if they played a normal schedule and they're finally playing each other, two under teams. I think the under is just a slam dunk here. I know it's low. It's low for a reason. I'm going to go first half under 20 for two units. I'm going to make a bold prediction. They will not score a touchdown in the first half, and I will play the game under 40, which I don't like quite as much for one unit, for three units in total.
The best bet.
Steve, let's go to the Sunday games. First up, Washington at Indianapolis.
Yes, and you know I do a weekly podcast with R.J. Bell as well, and we've been talking about RG3 in Washington. RG3 is going to be selling insurance in 3 years. He'll be out of the league. He is going to, I don't know what would have happened had he not gotten hurt, but he has been a complete bust since his injuries. And how Dr. James Andrews still has a job for letting him go back out there is beyond me. Long story short, I love the move to McCoy. I think that Washington will get a big bounce. My power ratings make the game 8 now, and you can still catch a 10. Looks like you're going to have to lay $1.20 on Washington. I'll grade it my plus 9.5. I'll play Washington for one unit on the Redskins.
Yeah, for me, it's interesting that they're going to go with Colt McCoy. 9.5 is a lot. And isn't it crazy, Steve, that I bet you some – do you think money will come in on Washington now that RG3's benched?
I'm virtually certain of it.
Yep, so give me two units on the Skins. And I'm going to put two units on the under as well. Colts did not score very many points last week. The Redskins, I don't care if Colt McCoy plays or not. I don't think they're going to score very many points. So I'm going to put two units on the under as well.
The best bet.
Ross, the Tennessee Titans at the Houston Texans.
Looks like the Texans are going to go with Ryan Fitzpatrick, Ryan Mallett. They have not confirmed this, but Ryan Mallett reportedly out for the year with a torn pectoral. That might have been one reason why he was so awful last week. I think the Texans win the game probably by about a touchdown. You know, that total number almost seems a little low to me, but I'm going to pass this game. I just don't have a great feel for these teams right now.
I'm going to pass as well. I don't know how the locker room is going to respond now that they gave up on Fitzpatrick and they have to go back to him. It probably will help that Mallett played so badly before he got hurt. I just don't know. One better one to bet during the game and live wagering, I think, than to guess as to how Houston's going to respond. Pass.
Steve, the snow has melted in Buffalo, and they're hosting the Cleveland Browns.
Right, and how about those Buffalo Bills, 20,000 strong, made the drive to Detroit, turned it into home field. My take is I was wrong about it the first time. I said lots of distractions from the snowstorm. I like the Jets. I can't believe I like the Jets. But I really think that it catches up with Buffalo this week. All the disruptions to the schedule and the like coming back, and then Thanksgiving week, Cleveland is the better team, and they're catching 2.5. Would love to get 3, and there are a couple threes slowly popping up, but they're really not available right now. But I'll take Cleveland for two units. I love the better team catching almost 3 points.
I'm with you, Steve. I think Buffalo played fantastic Monday night. Kudos to them, but that's really the only time they've done that. I don't see them putting forth two back-to-back performances like that. Cleveland, I mean, they won the game even though Brian Hoyer had some horrific interceptions. I don't think he'll do that again. I think Cleveland wins the game outright, so you're going to give me a 2.5 points. I'll take it. I'll put two units on the Browns as well.
The best bet.
That's four best bets already, gentlemen. Ross, San Diego at Baltimore.
Yeah, this is almost starting to scare me a little bit. Ravens are the better team. I'd be surprised if the Ravens didn't win this game. They're giving San Diego 5.5 points. San Diego kind of got it going a little bit in the second half on on Sunday, and the total's 46. I don't like this game. I'm gonna pass this game. I guess if I had to take somebody, I'd probably take Baltimore, but I'm not going to give 5.5 points, so I'm passing this one.
And I'm going to take a unit on Baltimore minus the 5.5. The Chargers are 7-4. They may well finish 7-9 with their remaining schedule. They'll probably steal one game. It was clear Philip Rivers got injured against Oakland in that horrible performance where they barely beat Oakland, and then they barely get by the Rams with a Rivers that's not 100%. And if Rivers isn't 100%, I got a 10 a.m. start time. I got a groggy San Diego team off of Thanksgiving. I really think Baltimore is deadly at home. Blowout coming. I guess, you know what, make Baltimore a two-unit bet.
Steve, the New York Giants at the Jacksonville Jaguars.
The Giants, you know, they played their home run game against Dallas, went all in on it. So I could see them, you know, this being one of the rare games Jacksonville could actually win. But my power ratings have the Giants minus 3.5 to 4. I don't go against my power ratings, even though the spot's good for Jacksonville. I'm going to pass.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I mean, I can't pick the Giants right now the way they're playing, especially as a favorite giving points. But I don't feel comfortable taking the Jags either. I this is one of those where I really just don't feel confident putting money on either one of these teams or on the total. I just don't like this game at all. I'm going to pass it.
Ross, the Cincinnati Bengals at the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Well, before I tell you about the Bengals at the Bucks, Brian, I'd like to tell you about PokerShop.com because it is your, I mean your, Bri, one-stop shop for all of your poker and game room needs. They offer one of the widest selections, poker chips, variety of playing cards, game tables. Here's the deal, though. If you don't need chips, cards, any type of casino stuff, why don't you just spruce up your man cave? Everybody listening has some room where they watch football or where they hang out with the guys or hang out by yourself, and they offer really a wide selection of decor options from lighting to mirrors, pub stools. I love their portable bar that you can get with collegiate or NFL licensed logos on it, which is pretty cool. For everything you need to make game night a great night, go to PokerShop.com. Live it, love it, poker, and use the code Ross at the bottom when you're checking out. You get a 10% discount. And that's it. By the way, that is representing and supporting one of your own. Jason Montgomery listens to the podcast. He works for PokerShop.com, does a terrific job. We appreciate his support very much. And in terms of this game, I'm going Bengals. They're on a roll right now. They've won two in a row on the road. They're just playing very solid, consistent football. I think it happened again. I don't love road favorites giving 4 points, but I'll put one unit on the Bengals on the road.
Yeah, and my power ratings would support it. I don't want to go against Tampa Bay, though, because here's a team that was one of the worst in the league that's improving each week, and it's not showing up yet on the scoreboard, but it will. Regarding Poker Shop, I am going to give you one Fezzik tip on poker. If you get a couple of people folding and then the rest of the guys coming in limp, so they just call and you're playing no-limit poker, slam in a big raise. Don't even look at your cards. If you're in the smaller big blind, just slam in a big raise. You'll take the pot down. A little poker tip to steal a pot there.
Nice.
Steve, let's talk about the Oakland Raiders at the St. Louis Rams.
Do I have to, Brian? yeah, Oakland, oh, my goodness. Well, basic strategy says if I got a team on a huge losing streak, and this would apply to the 76ers when they finally win a game as well, and they finally win a game, the monkey's off their back, and people will immediately say, oh, they're starting to play better. But the truth is, Oakland has had 10 days not to prepare for St. Louis, but to, like, celebrate and party and be thrilled that they're not going to go 0-16. In the meantime, I've got a St. Louis Ram team that has played a murder's row of opponents, playoff contenders, 8-9 straight weeks. Now they go ahead and they're only laying 6.5. I know it's 7, but it's dropping to 6.5 this morning. For some reason, someone's betting Oakland. If I can get the 6.5 and it's out there right now, I'm going to lay it for 2 units with the much better team, the Rams.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't feel that way. Oakland's been pretty good to me. I think 3 out of 4 times, Steve, that I picked them, they've covered, which makes this game really interesting to me because it feels like the Rams play to their level of competition. So I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to put just one unit. I don't feel great about it, but Oakland's been pretty good to me. I think they've, like I said, covered 3 out of 4. Give me a unit on the Raiders.
Ross, how about the New Orleans Aints at the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Nice, Bri. I got it. I get it. Well, the Steelers are 3.5-point favorites. I'm a little surprised it's not more, given the fact that the Saints just lost 3 games in a row at home. They're typically not very good on the road. The weather will not be ideal. But I think they're looking at the Steelers secondary and thinking that they're vulnerable. I'm still, though, going to put one unit on the Steelers at home laying the 3.5. I can't pick the Saints or think the Saints are going to win on the road after they just lost 3 straight at home.
Yeah, and one quick housekeeping item. If you took Oakland, obviously you can take +7. So there's 7s and 6.5. So for your graders, if it lands on 7, Ross would get a push and I would get a win. And there are a lot of games that that's the case. The same is the case here with Pittsburgh. There's still 3.5s on the screen. It's moving to 4. And I agree completely with Ross. Lay the 3.5 before it goes up. The Saints never lose at home with Breeze and with Peyton. They would just lost 3 in a row. It's clear, even though they're in first place and they could even make the playoffs, that they are just not very good. The Steelers off the bye, get the win big here. Pittsburgh -3.5, 2 stars.
The best bet.
Steve, how about the Carolina Panthers at the Minnesota Vikings?
How about those Carolina Panthers at 3-7-1 and breathing down a playoff berth potentially? Unbelievable. As far as power ratings, I do have Minnesota rated as the better team, and so I'm supposed to be laying 2.5 to 3 in this game. The total's 43. The power ratings like Minnesota, but the spot's really good for Carolina. Minnesota had their game of the year hosting Green Bay, so that was their all-in game. Carolina off a bye and suddenly in contention, so the spot's great for Carolina. The numbers say Minnesota pass.
With you on that one, we have a best pass here. I think the Vikings win the game, close game, probably by about a field goal. And I think it's about a 23-20 game. So I like nothing here, nothing.
Ross, do you like Arizona or Atlanta?
Arizona's laying 2.5 points in Atlanta. The total is 44.5. That total seems high to me. Arizona's defense is pretty darn good. They really are. And their offense right now, not functioning that great. So I'm going to put a unit on the under in this game. And I'm not going to bet the game. Actually, I take that back. I'm going to put a unit on Arizona. Arizona's just consistent, really consistent on the defensive side of the ball. So I'm not a big spender this week. I'm going 1 on the under and 1 on Arizona, laying the 2.5.
Yeah, and I'm going to pass the game as far as I can't play Atlanta games under, mostly because their schedule has been chock full of teams that simply can't score, teams like Tampa Bay, Carolina, really Tampa Bay twice, Minnesota. So they played nothing but low-scoring teams. I tell you what, when they play Green Bay next week, Green Bay is going to score 100 against them, but I'm going to pass this game.
Steve, talking about Green Bay, they're hosting the New England Patriots.
Yeah, and the total is 58-59 on this game. Green Bay is laying 3 -20. You can get New England +3, even money. If you like the total, I think the weather's going to be okay. I would bet it now. If you like it over, if you like the under, bet it right before they kick off. I think everyone's going to be on the over in this game with good reason, but that total's too high for me. I have New England rated the number one team in the NFL by a point over Green Bay #2. This is your Super Bowl preview. I think both teams should be favored to make it. If you give me New England +3 and I don't have to lay any big, sure, I will go ahead and take them for a unit.
Well, for me, I'm with you, Steve. I'm going to go with New England as well. You said New England, right?
Yes.
Okay, and it's 3? Did you say 3? You saw 3.5 somewhere or just 3?
You can grade us +3.5, lay 20. You can still get 3.5, lay 20, which is just a little bit better than +3, even money.
Well, you confuse me when you start talking like that. So I'm just gonna take the 3 points. I'm gonna take the Patriots.
Take the 3.5, Ross. Take the 3.5. But if we lose, we're not gonna lose one. We would lose a little more in big, but there's 3.5s. Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll take the Patriots 3.5, and I'm gonna put 2 units on it. I mean, I think they're gonna win the game. I think they're the better football team. And gosh, you're gonna give me 3.5 points as well. I'll take it. And what's interesting is the total's 58.5, and if I had to pick, I'd probably pick the over, but I'm not. That's too many points.
The best bet.
Ross, Sunday night, Denver at Kansas City.
Denver is laying a point and a half. This is a really interesting game. Kansas City, extra time to prepare for this one. The total is 50 points. Kansas City, extra time to prepare. They played last Thursday. They're coming off that loss to the Raiders. Really loud Sunday night game. I'm going to take the Chiefs, which might be suicide to some people, but I'm going to take the Chiefs for 2 units. I think they got a good chance to win the game. I'm going to put a unit on the under as well, which I'm sure is just asinine when you're talking about the Broncos. But the Chiefs style, I don't think they're going to score very many points. This to me, could be like a 23-20 game that the Chiefs win. So 2 on the Chiefs, getting 1.5, 1 on the under.
And I think we're going to call this a best bet because it's close enough. I think it's very correlated. I think if Kansas City wins the game is more likely to go under. I've got a mental picture in my mind. It's 24-17, and Kansas City's on the goal line, and they can't get in Denver, so they're almost putting that game in overtime there. If they're able to do that, great spot for Kansas City off the embarrassing loss against Oakland, 10 days to stew. Obviously, they are looking ahead. Give me 1 unit to make 2.6 units on the parlay. I'll take Kansas City +2 to under 50.
The best bet.
And, Steve, let's wrap it up. Monday night, the Miami Dolphins at the New York Jets.
Yes, and for the graders on the best bet, I guess if we get one and lose one, you'd probably grade that as going 1-1 on best bets. I say the Jets. I had the Jets last week. I should be fired immediately. I don't care if I was +6 units. Terrible, terrible pick. The Jets, just one of the worst efforts ever. And I'm supposed to come back and bet the Jets because it's a good spot for them to bounce back. You know what? The power ratings, thank goodness, make this game Miami -7. Miami needs the game for the playoffs. This line's just going to keep going higher. It's 5.5 to 6 right now. And I will lay the 5.5 before it goes up. I think it actually, I don't think you can give me 5.5. There aren't enough of them. Call it -6. That's fine. A unit on the Dolphins. Don't wait on this one. It's only going higher. And the Jets are a dead team.
The Jets reportedly are going back to Geno Smith in this game, which is interesting. Yeah, I'm going to pass this game. I'm going to be on the sideline for this one. I don't know. I mean, I think the Dolphins are the better team. I think they'll win. But I guess I just wonder if Monday Night Football, if the Jets have one more, you know, decent performance for Rex in them. He's getting fired. Everybody knows it. So I'm just going to pass this game, which means I'm passing the buck because that'll do it for a Week 13 edition of the Even Money Podcast. Remember, PokerShop.com is awesome. I love that place. And, of course, if you're going to buy something for the holidays, why don't you buy it online? Don't get involved in Black Friday. That's just crazy. Just buy it online, whatever they call it, Cyber Monday. I don't know. Go to Amazon.com, but do it through the link over at RossTucker.com. Good luck, everybody. Hope you win some money.
Thanks for downloading today's Even Money Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast and the Fantasy Feast Eaton Podcast as well, all of which are available at RossTucker.com or wherever podcasts can be found.
TrueCar is changing car buying forever. TrueCar helps car buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. Just in the first 6 months of this year, over 275,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,221 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these 3 easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com to find out what others paid for the car you want, then register to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Just print out your savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. To see how much you can save on the car you want, simply download the TrueCar mobile app or visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.